You'll all have to forgive me, but I am not of the southern persuasion. I as Antipodean in my bent, and while I live south of the Mason-Dixon line, I'm on foreign soil, which is dry as a dead dingo's donga. But looking toward you all from afar, yous look in a right old mess. One of your cities sinks beneath the waves and you want to go drown your black folk with it. Why you want to do that for? They not Arabs. They sing and dance and make whoopee. Them the folks that gave you ragtime, gave you pops and jelly roll. And all you can think about is letting the niggers, excuse my schoolboy, Creole, fend for themselves in the filth and the squalor, with a bloated dead floating around their feet to rotten and a stinking to high heavens like a big pot of gumbo gone bad. Is this the great society you's promised? Is this what you call abundance and liberty for all? Course, if it is, if this is the snake oil you're selling, then what you got planned for Iraq? Tell me this, Mr. President. What you got to offer the world when you can't fetch your black children a drink of water? And I ain't the only one wondering what got into you. The whole world is a-watching and a-waiting to see how America looks after its own. We is a-wondering if drowning while black is a spectator sport that big Superdrome was built for in the first place. You is dunking coons instead of donuts now, watching to see how many can stay afloat by themselves and betting on their black asses. A few drone afros here or there, and I guess you don't give a shit, do you, Mr. President? What's that got to do with the price of oil?